Hot damn, wakey wakey. It is your Monday morning, 4 minutes past six, and the man is back.
G'day, Simo. Did you miss me?
Yeah. I spoke about you every morning around this time. I was like, Jordan, he's just gone. He's enjoying the sleep-ins. How is it the early morning back with a vengeance?
Oh, when my alarm went off this morning at 4:45, oh, I can't tell you how happy I was.
Really?
Yes. But there was not a piece of me that wanted just to roll over and go back to sleep.
Okay, interesting concept. You're a liar.
Yes, 100%.
Currency, Evie Adara on Snow FM and Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out 21 minutes past.
And now, Simo, assuming that the plane gets you to the right destination safely, what's the worst thing that you would reckon would happen on a plane or during the whole travel experience? Would it be being delayed or something like that?
That'd be up there. Losing your luggage.
That
would have to be 101.
Well, all of that pales into insignificance because of what happened to this lady on an American flight over the weekend.
Okay.
Do you want to have any more guesses or are you pretty much...
Well, I assume she kept hold of her luggage.
Yeah, all luggage was fine.
And she wasn't delayed?
Unconfirmed, but we assume not. And even if she was, I don't think she would mind. All right, so have you ever got, like, travel sick or anything like that?
Oh, I was terrible at it. Yeah, so if I went and was in the passenger side seat on the Alpine Way between any age 6 to 10, I would have made it through all the windy bits. And then right at the end, when it got to the straight and narrow, that's when, without fail, according to my parents, that would be the moment that I would throw up everywhere.
So how did your parents deal with the situation? Just like, you know when you see at the zoo when an animal's escaped, they get the tranquilizer dart? I imagine that. There's just a rogue Simo just playing in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, okay, well, we have to go on that three-hour drive later over the windy hills.
Yeah.
Get the tranquilizer dart!
That probably would have been a smarter move, if I'm honest.
It would have been a smarter move for the passenger sitting behind the lady in question on this aeroplane.
Okay.
So she was just sitting there, minding her own business. The plane's bouncing around a little bit of turbulence.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, and I do apologise if you're having breakfast or about to have breakfast or anything like that.
Nom nom.
But the lady behind vomited on the lady in front.
Nailed it. How long was the flight?
It was about 2 hours.
Okay.
So it wasn't a hugely long flight. But, I mean, that's impressive vomit. You know how aeroplane seats are. I think we all do.
Mm.
If it was the person next to you, I'd understand. Because, you know, there's no physical barrier. And, you know, if you turn your head slightly, that's it.
It's all aviation. I think, obviously, projectile vomit works even better.
She must have vomited kind of upwards at a 45-degree angle to get it up over the seat and onto the lady in front.
But there could have been a bit of turbulence as well.
That's out of all times to get turbulence, that's probably the worst.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So do you know if she threw up early or later on the flight?
Well, it was only a two-hour flight, so it wasn't too ridiculous. You can see there's pictures and videos there of stewardesses like frantically just wiping her hair with paper towel. I don't know what that would do.
2 hours is a long time though if you're being vomited on. If this happened early in the flight, then that's a long time between you can getting, you know, a shower. Whereas if it happens at the end of the flight, you're getting off the flight, boom, straight hit the showers.
Well, you assume that there are showers at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, you might just have to, you know, imagine getting into an Uber or something. Oh, yeah, sorry about this.
Oh, dear.
Do you reckon that would harm your 5-star Uber rating?
It probably would. But so in regards to getting thrown up on a plane, you want it to happen earlier or later? What's your view? You think it doesn't make a difference?
Well, I prefer it didn't happen at all, if I'm brutally honest with you.
That's so true.
But, yeah, no, the later the better. The more time I can go without vomiting my hair, the better. It's one of my life mottos.
You're on Snow FM Breakfast. Cry for me, Camila Cabello on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital as well. And now we're going to shoot on over to the capital of avocados, Hawaii.
Oh, is that where they're all grown?
Yeah, apparently.
Mm.
Not all of them, I assume.
No.
But definitely a lot. Now, there's one that's come in as the heaviest in the world. Would you like to have a bit of a punt at what kilograms you're dealing with? It's actually, you know, it's not crazy kilograms, but it's heavy for an avocado. Now, you are definitely the resident av expert.
Do you not like avocado?
Not as much as you. You partake on almost a daily basis.
I do partake on an almost daily basis. I know, I'm a typical millennial, aren't I?
I probably get amongst avocado once a month.
Oh, so it's like a once a month thing for you.
Yeah.
It's that time of the month.
That's
to
it.
To have an avocado.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so what are we so big for an avocado? Obviously not. We're talking like jumbo jet plane size.
No.
I don't know. It's 10 kilograms. Is that large? No, I'm just trying to think.
I mean, it's ballpark. It's not quite jumbo jet. So 2.5 kilos is
actually...
Oh, so actually,
I've gone ridiculously over.
Nah, not ridiculously,
well,
but...
Well, only 7.8 kilograms over.
It's a lot if you're lifting it at the gym, especially for you.
I've gone 78% over.
Yeah.
I would say that's ridiculous.
So 2.5 kilograms, the heaviest avocado weighing in Hawaii. So, I mean, I don't know if they just got bored of all the little avocados or what happened there.
Because do they just like forget to pick it off the tree?
I think
actually, how do avocados grow? I assume there's a tree.
Yeah.
Or do they just fall from the sky like rain?
Yeah, gift from the gods, Jordan. Avocados.
I assume they're trees. So, did they just leave it on the tree for a couple of years and it just kept growing and growing and growing?
More nutrients, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. So, how big was it? Are we talking like the size of someone's head or
bowling ball?
That is a big avocado.
It's pretty cool, right?
Do you have a picture of it by chance?
I do. Here it is. So there you go.
Oh my god, it's huge!
It's a big app.
That may be the best avocado I've ever seen.
It's a millennial's.
Seriously, there's a picture of like a family of three, and I was like, "Where is the avocado?" And then I realized I just thought that they were like, "She's leaning on it."
Yeah,
she's literally leaning on the avocado. I just thought she was like leaning on like the table or something, but no, that's the avocado.
Yeah, like you say, millennial's wet dream. That one.
But you know what the worst thing is? Like, it's rock hard, so they probably have to wait forever for it to become ripe.
Yeah, for a little while. But it brings me to some gardening stories that happened around my joint when I was growing up. So my dad, it wasn't really like, didn't have a veggie patch per se, but would just kind of like grow things wherever they were kind of happening. Anyway, it came about.
He'd grow things wherever they were already happening. I feel he's just taking credit for Mother Nature.
Yeah.
There. Oh, look, there's some grass growing here. That was me. Yeah. Oh, look, there's some coriander growing. Yeah, that was, I did that.
Yeah, it's very much my father. Anyway, so,
there's lights on in the studio here. Would he try to take credit for that?
No.
Yeah, I came in here to turn lights on, but they were already happening, so it's fine. But I did it.
Only vegetable material.
Fair enough.
So he got really proud of the fact that there's these cucumbers growing, so he's just, all he kind of...
Just magically cucumbers growing. Are you sure it wasn't your mum who just bought cucumbers from the supermarket put them in the dirt to say, look, your gardening's working?
No.
Did your dad not question that when he got them out of the ground, they were covered in plastic?
Well, here's the thing, right? So he was just kind of throwing these things out with the compost, right? And then he's like, oh yeah, really chuffed about how these cucumbers are going. He's like, look at them go, they're getting, you know, nice and
cucumber sized.
Yeah, plump, I guess, is a cucumber plump.
Is that how you describe your cucumbers?
Anyway,
I just imagine you at the supermarket, just where's the plumpest cucumber?
Gets to the point where he's like, wait a second, these look like weird cucumbers. He somehow managed to garden watermelons in rural South Australia in a front yard.
Impressive.
That is very, very impressive. He was like, wait a minute, they're not cucumbers. Those are watermelons.
So they've gone from being amazingly big cucumbers to really, really
small watermelons. Cry for me, Camila Cabello on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra, so you can catch us in the capital as well. And now we're going to shoot on over to the capital of avocados, Hawaii.
Oh, is that where they're all grown?
Yeah, apparently. Not all of them, I assume.
No.
But definitely a lot. Now, there's one that's come in as the heaviest in the world. Would you like to have a bit of a punt at what kilograms you're dealing with? It's actually, you know, it's not crazy kilograms, but it's heavy for an avocado. Now, you are definitely the resident av expert.
Do you not like avocado?
Not as much as you. You partake on almost a daily basis.
I do partake on an almost daily. I know, I'm a typical millennial, aren't I?
I probably get amongst avocado once a month.
Also, it's like a once a month thing for you.
Yeah.
It's that time of the month.
That's
to have an avocado.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, so what are we so big for an avocado? Obviously not. We're talking like jumbo jet plane size.
No.
I don't know. It's 10 kilograms. Is that large? No, I'm just trying to think.
I mean, it's ballpark. It's not quite jumbo jet. So 2.5 kilos is
actually... I've gone ridiculously over.
Nah, not ridiculously,
Well, only 7.8 kilograms over.
It's a lot if you're lifting it at the gym, especially for you.
I've gone 78% over.
Yeah.
I would say that's ridiculous.
So 2.5 kilograms, the heaviest avocado weighing in Hawaii. So, I mean, I don't know if they just got bored of all the little avocados or what happened there.
Because
they
just... How does it, do they just like forget to pick it off the tree?
I think.
Actually, how do avocados grow? I assume there's a tree.
Yeah.
Or do they just fall from the sky like rain?
Yeah, gift from the gods, Jordan. Avocados.
I assume they're trees. So, what, did they just leave it on the tree for a couple of years and it just kept growing and growing and growing?
More nutrients, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. So, how big was it? How, are we talking like the size of someone's head or.
Bowling
like,
ball.
That is a big avocado.
It's pretty cool, right?
Do you have a picture of it by chance?
I do. Here it is. So there you go.
You screw up. Oh my god, it's huge!
It's a big app.
That may be the best avocado I've ever seen.
It's a millennial's
Seriously, I'd like, because there's a picture of like a family of three, and I was like, where is the avocado? And then I realized, I just thought that they were like, she's leaning on it!
Yeah.
She's literally leaning on the avocado. I just thought she was like leaning on like the table or something, but no, that's the avocado!
Yeah, like you say, millennial's wet dream, that one.
But you know what the worst, but you know what the worst thing is? Like, it's rock hard, so they probably have to wait forever for it to become ripe.
Yeah, for a little while. But it brings me to some gardening stories that happened around my joint when I was growing up. So my dad, it wasn't really like, didn't have a veggie patch per se, but would just kind of like grow things wherever they were kind of happening. Anyway, it came about.
Hey, he'd grow things wherever they were already happening.
Like,
I feel he's just taking credit for Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's some grass growing here. That was me. Yeah. Oh, look, there's some coriander growing. Yeah, that was, I did that.
Yeah, it's very much my father. Anyway, so, like,
if there was, like, there's lights on in the studio here, would he try to take credit for that?
No.
Yeah, I came in here to turn lights on, but they were already happening, so it's fine. But I did it.
Only vegetable material.
Fair enough.
So he got really proud of the fact that there's these cucumbers growing, so he's just, all he kind of...
Just magically cucumbers growing. Are you sure it wasn't your mum who just bought cucumbers from the supermarket and put them in the dirt to say, look, your gardening's working?
No.
Did your dad not question that when he got them out of the ground, they were covered in plastic?
Well, here's the thing, right? So he was just kind of throwing these things out with the compost, right? And then he's like, oh yeah, really chuffed about how these cucumbers are going. He's like, look at them go, they're getting, you know, nice and
cucumber sized.
Yeah, plump, I guess, is a cucumber plump.
Is that how you describe your cucumbers?
Anyway,
I just imagine you at the supermarket, just, where's the plumpest cucumber?
Gets to the point where he's like, wait a second, these look like weird cucumbers. He somehow managed to garden watermelons in rural South Australia in a front yard.
Impressive.
That is very, very impressive. He's like, wait a minute, they're not cucumbers. Those are watermelons.
So they've gone from being amazingly big cucumbers to really, really
small
watermelons.
Another one.
A little bit out, but that's fine.
Snowman breakfast. No brainer there. DJ Khaled and our fourth favourite Canadian as well, Justin Bieber. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
So, Simo, all of last week you were doing the breakfast show on your own.
Solo.
Fantastic job. And then I was taking care of Maddie's shift in the workday, which is about 10 till 4.
Fantastic job.
Thank you. I left the pause there and you willingly commented me. Thank you for that. But I worked out on the first day of doing it. I came up with this idea of playing a little bit of a game.
Okay.
And just seeing if the bosses here and other people in the office picked up on it. If you were listening all through last week, all through the workday, you may have picked up on what I was doing. Now, I started out small.
Right.
And I fully expected to get called into the manager's office after my shift and say, Jordan, stop doing it. But they didn't.
Yeah.
So the next day I came back and just moved up a couple of gears.
Yep.
And again, expected to be picked up on it, but I didn't. And then so I just kept on going and going and going. And the boss didn't pull me up on this.
Okay, I have no idea what this is.
I'm kind of fully expecting. I'm looking at my phone. The boss messaged me saying, what are you doing? Or come to my office after the show and see me.
Yeah.
But Simo, what I did is that all throughout my workday shift,
right,
I thought what I'd do is just casually mention you.
Oh, sweet. I'm
now,
into that.
Now, I should say, all of the things that I said, these are all completely made up. I just casually mentioned you in situations... Just to see if anyone would pick up on it.
I love a casual Simo fact.
And no one did. Well, they're not facts. They're just random things that I thought of 30 seconds before the song ended.
I mean, you never know. They might be true.
Well, I mean, we'll soon find out, Simo. I compiled them all together.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a collection of what I did last week on air, taking care of the workday.
All right, here we go. It's preview.
Got a bit of Post Malone on the way. This one's Circles. I actually asked Simo from breakfast what he thought about circles. He said he prefers rectangles. Not sure if he was referring to the song or just shapes in general. I'll have to ask tomorrow. Miley Cyrus. Slide Away here on Snow FM. G'day, it's Jordan here with you for your afternoon. Hey, Miley actually said in an interview the other day, she's got a couple of mottos that she kind of lives her life by. One of which, you just go with the flow, because life's all about how you feel, which it's a great motto, you know, it works. Interestingly, Simo from Breakfast also has a life motto. His is, you can't always teach a horse to write poetry.
True.
I'm not exactly sure what it means. Maybe it's something to do with like horses. Obviously, they don't have opposable thumbs. I don't know how they have to grip pens with hooves, but anyway, I don't know what it means, but hey, it works for him. When you're working weeks, it takes three to tango. Pitbull, three to tango. Here on Snow FM. Is that Spanish? I think, I don't know. Is that Spanish? I think that is. I don't speak Spanish, but I know Simo from Breakfast does. In fact, there's a little inside information for you. He's always walking around the office saying, El pato francés simple más montecoso. Which I believe roughly translates to the French duck will always pick the most buttery croissant. When your working week's done, we are not beautiful. Broadcasting live via digital DAB radio into Canberra. There's Ed Sheeran, beautiful people here on Snow FM. It's funny, actually, whenever Simo from Breakfast drives into Canberra, he always says, it's good to have an end to a journey, but the journey in the end is what matters. Yeah, it's a weird way of putting it, but yeah, that's Simo. Fitzy and Whipper. Hey, now, when Simo from Breakfast first heard this next song, he described it as the knees of the bee. I said, surely you mean the bee's knees, like that phrase for something being very good? Yeah, he was really angry, like enraged. Like, don't ever try and correct Simo on his phrases. It won't end well. This is Post Malone, Circles, plays now on Snow FM. Panic at the Disco, high hopes. We are smack bang in the middle of a 10 in a row. G'day, Jordan here with you on Snow FM. Hey, we got Sam Smith on the way. That is coming up in under 10 minutes. Right now, though, it's an Aussie artist that whenever she performs live, she covers her face either with a wig or with, like she posted a picture on Instagram the other day, a giant bow tie. She might need a bit of help from Simo from Breakfast. Like he always says before he goes out, make sure you get your bow tie size right. He says all the time. It's quite useful, actually. See ya, Cheap Thrills. Plays now on Snow FM. Come on,
come on, turn away. Jordan, that was the knees bees.
No one's pulled me up on it.
I think they might now.
I know. I'm almost certain they will now. But yeah, so all of those that went to air at some point last week, if you were listening last week, you may have heard them. Simo, are you happy with some of your casual mentions?
Yeah, mainly my use of Spanish. Much better than my actual Spanish.
Thanks to Google Translate for that one.
Liam Payne and a Boogie Winter hoodie. This is Stack It Up on Snow FM. I don't want to be... So bright. Brightening up this morning. Sun coming out. Macklemore, White Walls. You're on Snow FM. Breakfast for your Monday. Kicking off the week with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we're talking unicycles because I don't feel we talk about them enough.
No, I had a go at a unicycle once, but not. I wasn't particularly successful.
Yeah, well, it's a weird way of, like, movement, unicycles. Because, like, even the professionals that, like, do it all the time in the circus or whatever look like at any point in time they're about to fall over and fall on their face.
They go forward and backwards, don't they?
Like, it's not like if it's a normal bicycle with two wheels, you know, it's kind of a fluid, you can kind of keep going over and over again, and if you watch the Tour de France, they do it for hours.
Yeah.
Whereas a unicycle, you're always going, oh, too far back, too far forward, oh, and you're kind of always moving.
It's a constant battle.
Mm. And that's professionals.
Yeah.
So let alone someone who's not a professional giving it a go.
And it's never like a mode of transport. Like, you never take a unicycle to get from A to B.
How are you going to get to Canberra? Should I go car, bus? Oh, no, I was just going to take my unicycle, actually.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's probably slower than walking.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot more dangerous because you're out of control. But no, Simo, so professional unicyclists struggle with a unicycle at the best of times.
Mm-hmm.
So a famous superstar has decided, you know what, I'm going to give this a crack.
Okay.
And hopefully there's no kind of paparazzi or anything about. Simo, so it was this guy who gave it a go. If I was your boyfriend,
never let you go. The Biebs. It's the fourth favourite Canadian from Snow FM. Justin Bieber.
Yes, Simo, so the Biebs attempted to give a unicycling a crack over the weekend, and similar to your experience on a unicycle, it did not end well.
I mean, marriage does crazy things to people, Jordan, so he's recently hitched, so...
Is he?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Mm.
So what, are you trying to say this is the wife who's kind of saying, look, I feel there's something missing out of our relationship.
I think it's a combination of factors.
You know, I think you know what we're missing is a unicycle.
No, it's like one of those things, like you're a fresh couple and then all of a sudden you're married and it's like you need hobbies.
Oh, I see.
So like, oh, I'll pick up unicycling.
Yeah, model trains or unicycling. Yeah. Which one is the Biebs more interested in?
That, and also he does have a bit of a circus. Like, there's a couple of circusy things in his background.
Is there?
Like, he owned a monkey for a while.
Yeah, but everyone's done that.
Wait.
Michael Jackson, Krusty the Clown.
Jordan?
It's on order. No, I'm joking.
FYI, Bieber's monkey. He tried back in the day to get into Germany with his monkey. Mm. The Germans took the monkey off of him and it's now in a zoo there, all happy-go-lucky.
I wonder what'll happen if he tries to take his unicycle to Germany.
Yeah, they'll ban it and give it to the monkey.
That would be a zoo I would go to.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So how did he go with his unicycling?
Well, as expected, as probably you went with yours, fell off almost immediately.
Okay, right.
And fortunately, it was caught on camera, so we can see the pictures.
Your Body Talks, the Struts and Kesha teaming up this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you right before that workday kicks off at 9.
Simo, someone who was doing a bit of strutting last week. Was Hugh Jackman? Because it's his birthday. And when it's your birthday, you always do a bit of a birthday strut.
And naturally, all of your friends wish you well.
Yeah.
Although on social media, it tends to be a bit of shaming that goes on, right?
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a tradition.
Do you have mates that do that? Do you post photos of you looking not so great on your social media pages?
Yes, and even worse, they've got photos of me looking not so great that they're still waiting to use, which I'm worried.
So they've got like a backlog?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so every day, like the day I celebrate my birthday, the day after my birthday, because I know there's going to be no more embarrassing pictures posted on Facebook.
Well, even celebrities fall foul of this.
Yeah.
So Hugh Jackman's been performing in a live show. He said something a bit disreputable about our dear friend Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
And this was his response to the audience when he realised what he'd done.
Don't post that. Do not post that. No. I'll have like 3 million tweets from him in the next 10 seconds.
So do we know what Hugh said? Or is it not for this time slot?
Well, basically, no.
Surely Hugh wouldn't do that. Hugh's never sworn in his life.
He finished off a big musical number with tap dancing and like all of his skills. And then he finished off by saying, let's see Ryan Reynolds do that.
Ooh.
Scathing.
Shots fired, but also probably correct.
Yeah. So naturally, when Hugh Jackman's birthday rolled around, Ryan Reynolds decided, well, he'd show him his musical skills.
I see.
Would you like Ryan Reynolds' rendition of Happy Birthday?
Are we talking, are they good skills or bad skills? Where are we sitting?
Look, they're not great. They're all right.
All right, Ryan Reynolds is going to start a feud with you in a minute.
My Twitter feed's going to light up.
Okay, well, this is Ryan Reynolds singing Happy Birthday to Hugh Jackman. Is that right?
Happy birthday to you.
I mean, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Happy birthday to you.
It's not good either.
Happy birthday, dear Hugh. Happy birthday to
All right. you. So he's putting a lot of emphasis into it. He's really going for it. But Simo, I ask you a question. If you were on that musical, I forget what it's called now, but that musical talent show where they've got the spinny roundy chairs.
Yes.
You know the ones where the judges can't see who's performing, and then if they like the vocals, they press a button and they spin around and they see who it is.
The voice.
That's the
Yeah.
If you were one of the judges, let's say you were Will.i.am, for example.
I'd love that.
Would you spin around for Ryan Reynolds if you heard that voice?
Okay, side note, funny you bring up Will.i.am. Okay, because we were before discussing have Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds ever starred in a movie together.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, but Will.i.am was also in that movie.
What was Will.i.am? Was he just like in the background?
No, they
were. Was he just like, it was on a street or something and he was just in the background just texting?
No, he played a teleporter.
Will.i.am an actor? Is that what he's doing nowadays?
He must have been
Since
in
the
there.
The Black Eyed Peas. Actually, have that. No, they're still together, the Black Eyed Peas, I think.
Yes.
Just without Fergie.
So he would turn his chair around because he knows him from that movie.
Yeah, but would he know the voice?
Oh, yeah, I reckon he probably would.
Just some bloke who was apparently in a movie with years ago.
Yeah, Will.i.am, old mate Ryan Reynolds, and also Hugh Jackman. What a trio.
I know, that's one heck of a dinner party.
We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow for Snow FM Breakfast.
See you then.